From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. For the second day in a row, there's news about a Major League Baseball star and alleged illegal drug use. This morning's San Francisco Chronicle reports superstar Barry Bonds told a grand jury he used substances that his trainer gave to him. Prosecutors say those substances were undetectable steroids. The paper says Bonds testified that he didn't know they were steroids. Yesterday, the Chronicle reported that Jason Giambi of the New York Yankees admitted to the grand jury that he'd taken illegal performance-enhancing drugs for several years. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
After reviewing Barry Bonds' secret grand jury testimony, the Chronicle reported that the San Francisco Giants star said he used a clear substance and a cream supplied by Balco. That's the controversial California lab at the heart of an ongoing doping scandal. The clear and the cream are nicknames for two previously undetectable steroids allegedly supplied by Balco to elite athletes in different sports. According to his testimony, Bonds never thought he was taking steroids. He got the substances during the 2003 baseball season from his personal trainer Greg Anderson, one of four men indicted on charges of illegal steroid distribution in the Balco case. Bonds said when he got the substances, he was told they were the nutritional supplement flaxseed oil and a rubbing balm for arthritis. According to the grand jury transcript reviewed by the Chronicle, federal prosecutors showed Bonds documents indicating he used steroids and human growth hormone from 2001 through 2003. Bonds has moved up to third place on the all-time home run list and has a good chance to break baseball's most hallowed record. When shown the documents, Bonds reportedly denied allegations of illegal drug use. Today, so did his lawyer. At an impromptu news conference in Oakland, Bonds' attorney Michael Raines said Bonds had absolute faith in his trainer.
This is Barry's best friend in the world. Barry trusted him. He trusts him today. He trusts that he never got anything illegal from Greg Anderson. And his testimony would be, his statement would be to you if he were standing here, he did not take anything illegal. His best friend in the world did not give him anything illegal.
Elsewhere in the Bay Area, though, there was suspicion about Barry Bonds. Here's Berkeley resident Willie Davis.
I think it does cause his image because he said that he never did take them. He told the grand jury that. And then it comes out that he did know something about it. Is my understanding. So, I don't think it'll have it'll disrupt his image that much, but I think in some instances it will tarnish it a little bit.
Others, however, defended Bonds. Indeed, the public is split on the issue of steroids, according to Sports Illustrated senior writer Tom Verducci. He says a real test of people's attitudes will come over the next year or so as they react to Bonds' pursuit of the home run record. Verducci says while the public wrestles with the issue, there's pretty much a consensus among baseball players, a consensus that'll only be strengthened by the news about Bonds and Jason Giambi yesterday.
The players are embarrassed. They're embarrassed that the reputation of all players, and I think most of them are clean, but the reputation of all players has been besmirched in the last couple of years, and this takes it a step farther. And it really is incumbent upon the Players Association as a union to listen to their rank and file and put together a very strict testing program, as the owners have tried to do.
The union traditionally has been resistant to tough drug testing of its players. Baseball insiders agree that Commissioner Bud Selig's calls this week for stricter steroid testing will mean nothing unless the union cooperates. In the meantime, the fast-moving Balco case is ready to lurch in a new direction tonight. Balco founder Victor Conti will appear on network TV and, according to pre-release transcripts, will implicate Olympic star Marion Jones in the doping scandal. Another day, another famous athlete. Tom Goldman, NPR News.